This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
It's the one and only Becky Lucas.
Hey!
Good morning,
hello.
Becky.
Hello, guys.
How are you feeling?
Not well.
No.
Is it us? Is made you unwell?
Yeah, you've all made me physically ill.
Standard.
How sick? Have you been sick the whole festival, or is it just really kicking off this morning?
It's really come and go, but I drank quite heavily last night.
Oh, that'll help.
Yeah, so yeah. It's stepped up.
And when you are you the sort of person who can like pull their boots on and be like, all right, it's showtime, or are you just kind of miserable on stage?
What should I say here? I will say, I think when you feel sick or anything, once you get on stage, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, Doctor, what do they call it? Doctor Showbiz.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you say Dr. Cindy Pan.
Yeah.
She'd have a strong
Harry.
Opinion on it.
Yeah.
Her papers on it definitely.
You're off to
some warming meds.
Your show's called Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I can't tell you that. It's a big secret.
Oh.
I actually just called it Baby because I like people, they have to call me Baby now. So I feel cute.
Yeah.
Like I'm in a relationship again.
Do you like in a relationship being called Baby?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think it's a strange term, isn't it?
I don't like Babe. I'd rather be called a dirty pig.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Babe Pig in the city, Babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. La la la.
That's from Babe.
Yeah.
I'll be quiet over here.
It was from your new demo that you're releasing.
No,
because he will rap.
Oh.
He loves a rap and he's got a mix on his phone and it's a whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
Do a bit.
No.
Come on.
No, go on, give her a rap.
Becky, I'm so sorry. Hey, I've got your press release over here and it says that you may have offended Jerry Seinfeld. Is there some beef there? What happened?
There is actually no beef.
Excellent. Excellent. That's good.
Sorry.
No, that's good.
It's amazing how many people, I just said that as a joke on a festival thing and it's just been taken up by so many media outlets as if it's true.
I like that you say media outlets, like we are one of those.
Yeah.
We are credible.
What would you have to do though to actually fall out with him? Was it just like a straight punch in the throat or?
Yeah, probably something like that. I guess that you'd fall out with anyone over that.
Key his car, something like that.
Just say you're not funny, mate.
Oh,
you never were.
Don't do that.
Hey, one of my friends saw your show and said that you're doing a bit of gear on sort of trying to work out where you fit on the attractiveness scale.
Oh yes.
And can you tell us whereabouts you do fit? I mean, I know I'm looking at you with my own beautiful eyes. But
well, this morning I'm very sick, so I'm like a -2.
Oh,
that's not possible.
Well, I always say I'm like a 7.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy with. Because
seven's
I think
great.
Yeah, 7's great. No one gives you any grief.
Yeah.
You got room to improve.
You can shoplift because no one remembers what you look like.
That's right. You know? That's right. Although that didn't work out for Winona, and I'd say Winona's about a 7.
No.
She's a Hollywood 7.
No.
But she's Hollywood.
Yeah.
So people know what she's doing.
Oh, of course.
You can't slip by.
Well, she's a huge celebrity. That makes sense.
Because I say that 10s, it's unfortunate for 10s because no one ever, like when a 10 walks through the door, you know they're there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
You never forget a 10.
Yeah. And that does things to their personality, though. Like, I've seen it with people that are really attractive, people that are famous, and they become really boring. And I think it's because after years and years of just being in the room makes them the most interesting person in the room.
Yeah.
And so they've stopped trying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not good for you. That's what I like to tell myself here in my stunning 3.
Should we get Beck to go around and just give us all a number? And we feel terrible about ourselves all day long?
I'm not doing this.
Come on.
You're all 10s in my eyes.
Oh. Stop.
Well, you're from Sydney. I mean, if you're a 7 in Sydney, you're a 9 in Melbourne, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a 9 in Melbourne.
That is true.
I know. Everyone's so beautiful in Sydney.
Yeah.
It's hard to join. I'm from Brisbane originally.
You're really pushing shit up.
Should I turn the mic off?
So I went from like the rat tail race to the rat race.
Yeah.
It's quite.
When did you move to Sydney?
I moved to Sydney 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Love it.
Are you there for good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's awesome.
Good. Melbourne's also got stuff.
So.
I love Melbourne too. I don't understand. There's this weird beef between Sydney and Melbourne. I'm like, I'm from Brisbane. I'll take anything.
Yeah, that's right. It's all up from here.
Hunter's considering a move up there. So.
Oh, really?
No, not really.
No? keep flying back and forth. I'm confused. Becky, your show is on at the Victoria Hotel.
Yeah.
What else can we expect if we're sitting in the audience?
Just a lot of laughter, a lot of fun, a lot of honesty.
Really? It sounds like there might not be much honesty or too much honesty.
There's a bit of honesty. I've got a fun bit in there that you might like about finding out the perfect dick size.
Oh, right. I mean, you think she's not like that presumptuous but correct.
Well, you are talking my language.
I know. It has to do with pasta. So you'll have to come along and hear that.
Find out with a tagliatelle down there. Well, thank you very much, Becky. If you want tickets to Becky's show, head to the Comedy Festival website, comedyfestival.com.au. Good morning.
I'll see you there tonight.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.